Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday the 22nd of April. US President Trump again urged the US Federal Reserve to cut interest rates in comments yesterday. Financial markets seem to regard this as a threat to the independence of the US Central Bank, and US assets weakened accordingly. The US is heading for an economic slowdown this year, and there's a clear risk of a severe slowdown or a recession. However, it is nearly impossible to argue that the cost of credit is behind this. Trump's policies will almost inevitably result in higher inflation that will lower consumers' spending power, and the erratic nature of policy means that uncertainty and risks about the future are increasing. The decision to borrow money in order to purchase goods or to invest is a decision that has to balance the cost of credit with future risk. Consumption and investment will slow if the cost of credit is too high or if future risk is too high. In this case, the US slowdown is going to be driven by risk, not credit costs. The coming Trump inflation surge does, on paper, lower real inflation-adjusted interest rates. Indeed, the US real Fed funds rate could easily turn negative this year. However, that does not necessarily help borrowers. Negative real interest rates are a stimulus if consumer or corporate income growth rates are higher than the cost of borrowing money. That means it will become easier and easier to pay back debt. However, the first wave of Trump's inflation surge is likely to be because of the direct effect of trade taxes. Tariffs do not increase consumer income. They take away from disposable income. And they do not increase corporate income because companies do not get the tax revenue of higher prices. The government does. If there are second-round inflation effects with US manufacturers and US retailers raising prices using tariffs as a convenient excuse, then there will be higher corporate income, which would make borrowing cheaper in real terms. But consumers still do not benefit in that scenario, and the uncertainty of erratic policy is likely to weigh heavily on companies' investment decisions. There's more central bank speak today. ECB President Lagarde will be on television later. A television appearance does invite questions about the idea of central bank independence, but also other issues. The euro has seemingly gained some reserve status as questions swirl around the position of the dollar, but the euro is not as well suited on some measures to take on that role. Whether the ECB can diverge from the Fed in terms of policy, with the ECB clearly having an incentive to cut rates, is also pertinent. The ECB's survey of professional forecasters is also due and is likely to produce some rather dour headlines. Negative headlines are also due from the Philly Fed Services Sentiment Survey and the Richmond Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Survey. At this point, the results of such surveys are primarily about media spin. There's not likely to be that much substance. Declining response rates have created a long-standing problem with survey evidence quality, and polarized media in the States has created politically partisan responses to survey questions. The question at the moment is whether those partisan media bubbles can be burst by economic reality. If they are, then there are more economic risks ahead. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.